Listen up, young man is a young man. He writes stories. He's a writer, a little writer boy. He falls in love with the girl. Girl already has a boyfriend. She kind of loves him back, but not really. They're just really good friends, and that's fine. He understands. It's rational. Hi, what's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man? Are you in love? So a type. Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends? Or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty, though it's meant sincerely, it's just my imagination drifting. Brush me off like the dirt on Jay-Z's shoulder, so I fall to ground, collect myself, and get ready to take over your heart. Or at least your spare time. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so. Hey, the second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. We should go and get a freaking cup of coffee, and I'll act friendly, and I won't pull any stunts, but I'm a little stunt puller from birth. So I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to say something real quick, please. Shouldn't listen. I love these scones. Just a virtue to the selection, the half here, the blueberry, the raspberry, strawberry, pumpkin, even, which is basically a freaking squash. I'm gonna make a scone out of a freaking squash. Oh, well, that shit blows my mind. That's Elon Musk just in his little lab cooking up, baby. But what were you talking about? Oh, yeah, your boyfriend made you mad the other day? What was he saying? Oh, what do I think? He was being mean at that point, but I'm sure he's gonna turn around at some point as well. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. Shit. I love being loved, but don't like crying on the phone. Hi, what's up? Yeah, what's going on? Oh yeah, she told me a lot about you. Yeah, it's so great you're doing all of those things. You should keep doing all of them, I think. Oh yeah, my name's Hobo Johnson. People like to say I'm a rapper. I'm actually not. I produced this myself. I'm hella fucking proud of it. But yeah, she's so nice. She was so nice and cared about me. No one else did. Literally, I don't think I've ever felt love before that. She's a peach scone. She's a peach scone. Yes. And
I love the thought of being with her. I just really hope that she doesn't get hurt, you know? They say it takes 2 years to come back down to earth from that lovely place that you've been. I heard it's so nice. Good for you guys. I'm glad. And if you find someone who loves you for who you are, keep loving them, man. Because that shit happens like once in a lifetime. You know, and who am I to get in the way of someone living their lifetime? You know, and I hope you're doing really well. I haven't talked to you in a while, but I found someone else who really loves me for who I am, but I don't call them enough, and that's why they moved away. I'm going to call them right now. She wants me to call her. Okay, bye.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:05:22:23:24 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And let's give y'all... Whoa, my mic is too loud. Here we go. That's a little bit better. Now, maybe I'll talk louder just to make it, you know... No, I won't. Hello. Welcome to my radio show. This is the radio show where I play music and I intermittently Let me start over. Hello, welcome, I'm here. This is the radio show where I play music and I intermittently say nothing in between music, and the amount of time I say nothing will cumulatively be around 30 minutes. It's half of me talking at you and it's half of me playing music at you. And buckle up, babe, because it's going to be one hell of a ride. Here I am. I've had this show for a while now, and I still have it. But let's stop talking about the show, and let's move on to... Well, first, we started off the show. We're back to the show. We started off the show with Peach Scone by Hobo Johnson, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. And now let's move on into business, into the words that I will say. It's getting to be that time of year, guys, that time in the school year where I'm pretty done with work. And that's a big problem because it's also the time in the school year where I have a lot of work. I spent all day coming up with that joke, and I hope you found it funny. But no, it's really is a problem wherein I have so much work to do, guys. I have so many projects that's kind of, you know, in essays and papers and anything in between. I've got all these things that are all sort of snowballing to smash into the end of my semester. And I'm not really working on thawing that snowball, to continue the snowball metaphor. Just so we're clear, the thawing of the snowball to reduce the impact on the end of my semester would be equivalent to my working on the work I have to do. And that's where I'm really dropping the snowball, as it were. But that's okay. Well, I mean, it's okay to the extent where I will eventually get it done. And it's okay to the extent where I can't overextend myself. I have to remember, and here's a cool tip that can apply to you as you sort of move throughout your life. Here's a cool tip. Don't overdo it, you know? You're like a car where, I don't know a lot about cars, but here we go. You're like a vehicle, an automobile where, no, I can't do this. Just don't overwork yourself. Take your time, take care of yourself. You come first. And that's what I tell myself every time I procrastinate. Listen, Jonah, or maybe I refer to myself with my DJ name. Listen, DJ Pending. I don't take naps, but I was going to say just nap. I don't know why I went to nap, considering I don't take naps. I think it's because napping in this college environment is so widespread. Everyone's talking about naps and how great naps are, and I'm just this poor sucker who can't manage to do it. I've talked about this on the radio multiple times, I think. That's the problem with having a radio show for a while. You quickly run out of things to say. But napping, I can't do it, and maybe I'll just leave it at that, considering that this is ground that I've already traversed. But what else is going on? I mean, it's also, a lot is happening. It's the time of year where I have to make sure I actually do have an internship over the summer, which I should. But I'm like 90% sure I do. So we're just kind of going to ride that train all the way to internship town, hopefully. It's the time of year where I have to remember to regularly feed and wash myself. That's always a pain. Because, you know, during the winter, you can kind of get away with not washing yourself. Okay, we're going to keep going. You can kind of get away with it not washing yourself because it's cold, right? And I feel like all the sort of odors that would normally effuse from my body are kept frozen by the harsh winter winds. But as soon as the ground starts to thaw, and it's April, guys, so the ground, oh, it's a thawing. As soon as the weather turns wet instead of just hard and cold, you know, my body starts being an issue and I start having to regularly wash and groom myself, which is a problem. I mean, that's like a significant portion of my day. Say I spend, you know, 15 minutes washing my body, etc. What am I doing? Okay, we're going to keep going. We're doubling down. Say I spend 15 minutes a day taking care of my body. I mean, you can 4 days, that's an hour. I've spent an hour of my life, and that hour could have been spent trying and failing to nap, or it could have been spent thinking of things to say on the radio, or I could thaw that snowball, to continue that snowball metaphor from earlier. If I use the metaphor many times, does it become a motif? That's something for the listeners to think about. Let me say a little bit too late that it's been a long day, my friends, my enemies, my listeners. It's been a long day, and I am somewhat more delirious than I typically am on this radio show. I woke up with a headache, and I'm going to end the day with a headache. I have a small headache, nothing to be really concerned about. But I woke up exhausted because Well, I'll go into it. We got plenty of show left to sort of tell you about how I'm doing and where I'm going. But it's been a long day. I'm all over the place. Not everything I say on the radio is true. That's a disclaimer. I wash my body, I promise. Even in the winter when it's cold and no one would notice otherwise. One thing I do need to do, though, is get a haircut. So if you have any scissors and you would like to cut my hair, and you're good at cutting hair, and you're not going to charge me too much money, or any money, feel free to tweet at hashtag probablybirds with haircutting offers. And with that being said, I'm going to play the next songs of the night. I've talked for long enough. I'll be back in like 8-7 minutes, I don't know, and I'll keep talking then. But for now, enjoy the music. I'm glad you're here. You're beautiful, you're wonderful. And here are some more songs. I'll be back. Mwah. But really, though, I care about you. Okay, here we go.
Look at me. I'm such an animal. I'm incomplete. There's something moving underneath my feet, but it only just has started. Look at me. Sometimes I wonder if the sky can see us underneath it. Maybe there's something we could be doing better. Look at me. How scared you'll grow to be. So many questions, but there's never only one little simple answer. I could not bring myself to be anything for you. I turned into a monster and scare myself to death. Oh, how come the cosmos never let us settle down and rest? We keep on struggling just to be the biggest. Loosen up and empty out your head. Oh, loosen up and empty out your head. Oh, loosen up and empty out your head. Loosen up and empty out your head. The spaces in between the air and all the pollution we're breathing. Well, how can it be that we became anything at all? So now I get to have it all, but I only keep what I had from when I we'll be right back.
kids, they're still outside. I don't feel time when I sleep, so I snuggle up with my sheet and wait for a brighter day. I play football tomorrow with only my best friends, people I like but I don't love, I'm not allowed. I wonder if Sharon will see me, but I'll play cool, 'cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living so loud. Turn it down. Trying to get my friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity, but don't I smile? Listen, don't I smile? It was so nice to get a call. Sharon, I'm good at stuff and you're into stuff.
We just heard Cosmos by Yabadum, followed by Wait for the Moment by Wolfpack. And now it's time, maybe I'll do a jingle. I've been talking about having jingles in the show, but I don't really know how to make jingles. But it's time for a PSA, so let's just kind of, come on everybody. Oh God, I can't do it. I'm too embarrassed. How, you'd think that I wouldn't be able to get embarrassed, but here I am, embarrassed, alone in a room, alone in a dark room and feeling embarrassed. Regardless, here's a PSA.
Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. And that PSA is ironically, no, it's not ironic, but it is happenstancially a good segue into what I was thinking maybe I'd talk about next, which is why, partially why I am so tired today. And no, it is not because of an earthquake. Although that would be kind of exciting. It'd be a better thing to talk about, but no. Alas, I live a pretty normal life. Well, no, yeah, basically. Anyways. What was I? Okay. Let me gather myself. I am tired today. I woke up tired. And it is because yesterday, by which I mean Sunday, I went on a bike ride. And I did more than go on a bike ride. I led a bike ride, sort of, where I, as some people know, I am the president, which is to say I am the co-president of Tufts Bikes. And part of my job sometimes is to lead bike rides, at least I have done that now as part of my job. But the thing with me is that I kind of don't work out ever, which is not to say that I'm not physically fit. It's just that I'm not really physically fit. I mean, it takes a while for me to get back into the whole physical fitness mindset, physically speaking. But so I went on a bike ride yesterday. It was very nice. It was a beautiful day yesterday. Great weather, slight breeze, a beautiful day for a bike ride. But it took something out of me, you know? I'm sore. My shoulders are sore from being hunched over on the bike. I was extra tired after the bike ride and even waking up this morning. And guys, it's because I just don't work out ever, which I don't really see as a problem in my life, because I'm not an unhealthy person, generally speaking. As far as I'm aware, I have an appropriate like muscle ratio or whatever you might use. You know, my BMI is, you know, about where it should be. Like, for all intents and purposes, you know, I eat food that is not terrible for me. For all intents and purposes, I am a pretty decently fit person. I don't know if I'm fit, but I'm not out of shape. Maybe I'll put it like I'm really straddling that line. And part of that straddle sort of mentality is never working out, because I don't want to commit to any sort of lifestyle, I think is what it is. And as soon as I start working out, I've committed to living a healthy lifestyle. And what if I just want to kind of float around in the middle? Anyways, I skipped a workout. I didn't skip a workout because I might have mentioned this before in the show. I never plan to work out, but I have friends. I feel like I've talked about this before, but I also feel like people don't listen to the show a lot, so I'll just talk about it again. I've got friends who work out. They work out in the morning, in the early morning. We're talking like 7 a.m. And they are being increasingly persistent in asking me, demanding that I go with them. At 7 a.m., guys, can you imagine that? Me? Awake, alive, functioning, 7 a.m. And not only that, but functioning in a gym, in a gymnasium, a place of physical health and bodily excellence. We're talking treadmills, ellipticals, stair climbers, the bike things, the erg things. I'm like out of cardio machines, I think. I'm sure I'm not. I don't know any others. That's not the place for me. I like bed. I like a book in my hands. I like biking. I would bike, actually. I've been biking for a while. One day I learned how to bike. And after that, here's the thing with biking. You don't really forget. It's like, I don't know. I have nothing to compare it to, because riding a bike is what people compare it to. And I don't really need to talk to you about it, because you know what riding a bike is like, unless you don't know. There are people out there, and I've met a handful of them, who don't know how to ride bikes. And it's incredible the reaction we have to those who don't know how to ride bikes. Because the first thing we all are like, oh, don't worry, I'll teach you. We're going to get you on a bike as soon as possible, and you're going to learn how to ride that bike. But here's the thing, most of us learn how to ride bikes when we're more like pretty young, which is kind of bizarre in itself that, you know, humans across the globe learn how to ride bikes when they're pretty young, but some people don't. But I think we forget that, you know, learning how to ride a bike is not like an hour-long process. Like, it takes a long time to sort of learn how to ride a bike and get comfortable riding a bike. I mean, they have training wheels, like special wheels to stick on bikes just to teach you how to ride bikes. And yet somehow, whenever we encounter someone who doesn't know how, we're like, oh, I got this. Sit on a bike. I'll give you a push. You're going to be biking like that. And inevitably, Your friend falls off a bike, your bike perhaps, your friend falls off your bike and you lose a friend. And maybe a bike as well if it was a particularly bad fall. I mean, my bike is particularly treacherous, wherein it doesn't really work. I might have mentioned this before, but I found it for free on the side of the road. And being the co-president of Tufts Bikes, although I wasn't when I found the bike, but being a member of Tufts Bikes, I thought I can fix this thing up and hey, it's a free bike. And so I brought it to my mentor, my bike mechanic mentor, and it's like, hey, I got this bike to fix. And he's like, yeah, let's give it a shot. And I will say, with his help and with mostly his effort, the bike went from actual garbage left on the side of the road for the garbage to pick up to something that I can ride. However, it is not without its pitfalls. It's a sort of a treacherous vehicle wherein I was on a bike ride yesterday. I mentioned this. And as I was riding my bike, sometimes the chain would like slip off the gears and I fixed the problem. I'm a bike mechanic. I knew how to fix the problem. But as I was riding, I couldn't fix it. And so what I would do is I would take my foot and I would kind of put it back towards the chain in between the cassette and the gear rings. And I just kind of kick it a bit until it popped onto, you know, some sort of gear instead of being off the gear. And then I could pedal again and have it be an effective way of propelling the bike forward. And that was kind of my system. That happened multiple times as I was leading a bike ride. I would just kind of have to kick the gear, the chain back in place. And that's kind of what being a bike mechanic's all about. At least that's been my experience, where it's not about technical finesse. It's about making do with what you got. And in the end, someone else's bike broke and we had to stop. And I used that time to actually fix my bike, which it was a better system than kicking my chain back in place every now and then. But in some ways, I miss the excitement of those moments. You're just biking along and, you know, anything can happen. Anyways, that's my anecdote, I guess. Here's some more songs. I have more songs for you. I hope you enjoy them. I'm glad you're here. You're beautiful. You are loved. And I will be back in a bit to talk some more. So stay tuned. And yeah, music. Here we go.
grinding the lungs with the focus. Running with my eyes closed, finding all men's in the woodwork. Icy cold, cold braille, mechanical and frail. How do I tessellate to filter the rage?
We just heard Gimme All Your Love by Alabama Shakes, followed by Molasses by Hiatus Coyote. Hope y'all enjoyed those tunes. What was I thinking about while the music was playing? Well, for whatever reason, I thought about a story that happened to me when I was very small. This was an elementary school, mid to early elementary school, I think. Little DJ Pending, also known as Jonah, Little DJ Pending was walking along the playground when what did I discover? Nothing other than a bullet, just kind of sitting on the concrete in the playground. And I didn't really know what it was, and so what I did was I put it in my lunchbox, and I zipped it up, and I'm like, great, I'm gonna put it, because it looked kind of cool, guys. It was like a cool shape. It was made out of a shiny metal. I was like, yeah, I'm all about this object. And I was. And so I zipped it up in my lunchbox and thought, great, I'll get home. I'll take it out. I'm going to treasure this object. This will be my new idol. It's like my very own golden heifer. And so that's what I did. I zipped it up and I went back into class when recess was over. And I thought, great. That's that sorted, and like many small children, I promptly forgot about the incident, and I was only reminded later that day when my mother, my dear mother, my mom, I might call her, confronted with me with this bullet that she found in my lunchbox and was like, hey, Jonah, what the hell? Or she didn't say that because I was a child. She said, and she was trying to keep cool. She said, you know, where did this come from? But something about, you know, how she composed herself or the tone of her voice or something made me feel as if I were in trouble. And so what I did what any self-respecting elementary schooler would do, and I said, I don't know. And then I said, I think Jacob put it in there. Jacob being my friend, or maybe my enemy. It's hard to tell at times and during that age, but Jacob being someone who was in my class, who is now my friend. And that was an interesting dilemma to find myself in, where I, and kids do this, or at least I did this as a kid, where I would start by saying, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I would say something that would make it seem like I know exactly what you're talking about, and here's the story, which is that Jacob put a bullet in my lunchbox for reasons known only to him. Now, my mom is a smart woman, and she did not buy any of that. But it soon became clear that I had nothing to do really with the bullet other than the fact that it had appeared in my lunchbox. And so she contacted the principal, and he's like, you know, what? This is, you know, concerning. A, yes, you're right, Mrs. Pending. This is concerning. But B, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it. And fair play to you, Dr. McElroy, because I don't know what you'd do with it either. I mean, what would you do if you're the principal of a school and like a kid just brought a bullet home? I mean, it's not like, it's concerning. Don't get me wrong. Like that is a concerning, it's concerning to think there was a bullet on the school premises, but also like, you know, what is there to do? We live in a city. It's a safe neighborhood, but you know, and maybe people are just dropping bullets. Although I will say, you know, having a bullet in D.C. is a, well, it's not difficult because you can just go to Virginia and bring a bullet into D.C. or to Maryland. That's the thing with gun control. That's something that I'm not going to talk about because I'm not supposed to cover political topics on this radio show. So I'm just going to say the words gun control and I'll let you guys fill in the blanks to whatever you think is appropriate. And I'm not going to... Here's the thing. As a radio host, people, the FCC mainly, are concerned that I have undue influence over the public opinion. And as such, they have to make sure that I'm not using this influence for evil, might be the idea. That doesn't sound quite right. Because, you know, other people with quite a bit more influence over the public opinion than me have pretty politicized views, but I guess the point is that they have politicized views, but the FCC is aware of this, and they're making sure that nothing too wild's going on, whereas me, I'm just some kid on a college radio show, and I could be saying anything, and they want to make sure that the anything I'm saying falls within their bounds of the anything I'm allowed to say. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if it does. Actually, I better not speak too poorly of the FCC, because that might also fall under the realm of political discussion, as they are, in some ways, well, they're a government agency, a government commission. Are they a commission? The Federal Communications Commission? That sounds like a reasonable acronym, FCC. But I wouldn't know. There's also like the Commerce Commission, right? Are there two? Hold up, I'm going to Google this. Buckle up, guys, we're going to a Google. FCC, what comes up? Federal Communications Commission. Is there a commerce one? That would be confusing, though. Federal Commerce. Commerce. How do you spell commerce? Usually I would know, guys, but it's late. It's late at night. There is a Federal Trade Commission, and they do. And there's an Interstate Commerce Commission. So that's the ICC. Okay. Fun fact about the ICC, the founder of the ICC was Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland may have been the president who had pet ferrets. I'm not positive on that. Let's look at his Wikipedia page. I'm so sorry for this content. I guess it probably won't show us, like, in the blurb whether or not he had ferrets. That's not the top concern of former presidents. But I had a girlfriend in eighth grade. And ferrets were, she was all about ferrets. And then she broke up with me, is kind of how that story ends. And now, every now and then, she gets together with my friends and listens to my radio show. That, I think that's happened once, and let's hope it doesn't happen again. Let's hope it's not happening right now. I talk about people on the radio a lot, and I always hope that they're not listening, because that would be a bit too weird. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and play the last two songs, and I'll come back, and we'll talk about how much I love you and how much you should love you. And that will be the show. So here are more songs, You Beautiful People You, and I'll be back. So enjoy. Here we go.
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser.
We just finished the night off with Blank Stares by Daisy, followed by Good Kisser by Lake Street Dive. What an ending. Out with a bang, that's what they say. Now, in the interim, but that is between my talking, I tried to find out if any presidents had ferrets as pets. And I went to, like, the Presidential Pet Museum website, which I'm not sure if it's a real museum, but it is a real website. And I kind of frantically looked through all the presidents, but I could not find mention of any president with a ferret as a pet. Now, that being said, I do trust my ex-8th grade girlfriend, or I should say my ex-girlfriend from 8th grade, more than the website. I don't know why, but that's just where my heart lies. And so I'm not sure if I got the president right, but I am fairly certain that at one point a president did have at least one, if not two, ferrets for pets. I always see ferrets in pairs. I wonder if they're social creatures. That's something that I don't know about, because this is a show that might be about birds, not ferrets. But real quick, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This has been Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I've been your host, DJ Pending. It's been a wild show. I'm kind of exhausted, but that's okay. We're going to finish off how we normally finish off, by talking about self-care and loving yourself, because, well, let's just get into it. I mentioned it. Work is piling up for many of us. I say this a lot on this show, and oftentimes it's true, because it's kind of always true. We live busy lives as students, and even as non-students, if non-students are listening, I'm sure y'all live busy lives as well. Busy and at times stressful and frustrating lives, but let's just take a moment and remember that there are good things too. And they may be few and far between, or they may be quite common, but there are good things out there. They could be small things. They can be birds and trees. They can be a nice breeze on a hot day. They could be family, friends, people you love, good food, a cool glass of water on a hot day. There are good things in this world, and you're one of them, because you're a person, and you're living here, and you're loving people here, and you're, you know, experiencing all that there is to be experienced. And isn't that phenomenal? And I'm just really glad that you're here with me on this planet, and I'm really glad that you can join me either in this moment listening to me live, or listening to me later, or even if you never listen to these words. It's strange to talk to you, those of you who don't listen to this and never will hear of it, but I care about you too, and I hope you care about yourselves, because you deserve all the care and love in the world. So make sure that, you know, you're taking time for yourself and you're taking care of yourself, because you really do deserve it. Great. That is the self-care spiel of the night. And now time for how we actually end the show. And that's having about 2 minutes of time after self-care where I really don't know how to fill that time. Let's talk about iguanas. I went to the Galapagos some years back, and there were lots of iguanas there. And iguanas are interesting, wherein they don't really... I mean, go to... In the Galapagos, the iguanas aren't very skittish around people. I don't know if that's the case in other places, but, you know, in Florida, you've got these giant, as far as I'm aware, non-indigenous iguanas that are just kind of taking over the streets. Kind of like wild pigs in New Orleans, or alligators in Florida, or pythons in Florida, or really just any reptile in Florida. Iguanas are one of those reptiles. Iguanas are kind of nice, though. I mean, they're kind of like big, sort of lazy dragon creatures, and some of them can swim, and some of them, guys, reproduce asexually, I think. Definitely look that one up on Google. I cannot promise you truth on this show. I can only promise you the possibility of birds. Here's another fun fact. Cardinals make a sound that kind of sounds like a laser beam, or like a laser, like pew, pew, kind of. There's your bird fact. And with that being said, the show is coming to a close. It's 2 a.m. Feel free to sleep. Sleep is very healthy. Feel free to not sleep if you don't think it's good for you right now. But either way, I care about you, and I really do hope you have a good night. I'll be back in a week, and please do take care. Excellent.